各位弟兄姊妹朋友早晨。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
以前我哋早晨一醒嚟就会话感谢神，我今日仍然能够呼吸。
In the past, the moment we wake up in the morning, the first thing we say is, "Oh, thank God, I can still breathe."
而家呢，我哋就要讲感谢神啊！我今日醒嚟唔单止能够呼吸，我仲能够深呼吸。
But now we would say, "Oh, thank God, today."Not only I can still breathe, I can breathe fully, deeply.
2020年喺疫情之下过去咗啦。
2020 has passed in the shadow of the corona pandemic.
想唔到2021年嘅新闻仲仍然系疫情。
But we didn't expect when we enter 2021, the news we hear and read every day is still about the pandemic.
究竟疫情会几时完呢
？When will this pandemic end?
它会不会完的呢
Will it ever end?
疫情在影响人们的生活。
The pandemic affected all of us.
自从去年三月到现在为止已经十个月了。
Since March 2020, 10 months have passed.
我就留意到人的心情经历了几个阶段的变化。
I observe the moods of the people have gone through several stages of change.
在去年三月份全国封锁的时候，个个都要留在家。
In March last year, when we have the first national lockdown, we have to stay home.
所以第一个阶段的心情就是一个歇息。
So at the first stage, we just took it as a break.
身体可以歇一歇。
Take a rest.
有些闲心在家做下饼食。
We found that we have time to do some snacks.
多了一些家庭的生活。
There was more time for family life.
儿女可以多一些见到爸爸妈妈一家人在一起。
The children could spend more time with parents, and parents and children could spend more time together.
我们又留意到生态的环境受到改善，雀鸟的歌声清晰可听。
We observed the environment also improved. We could hear the chirping of birds more often.
也见到这个社群守望相助的精神。
We also saw that people in the community would help one another more.
有人呢就帮独居老人的邻居买餸啦。
Some volunteer to do grocery shopping for home alone elderly people.
逢周四呢，咁就鼓励大家为到医护人员鼓掌打气啦。
And there was a time when every Thursday night, the whole nation would clap to cheer up our frontline workers of the NHS.
并且呢，为了让大家可以容易啲打发时间呢，咁好多人呢纷纷提供网上嘅免费教材同埋娱乐节目。
And also, in order to help people pass time, many people offer free entertainment and free material for people to enjoy online.
咁大家咧喺呢个初期咧，就当系一个假期咁啦。
So that's why at the first stage, people took the pandemic as a holiday.
但系下一个阶段咧，就系过咗成两个三个月之后，大家困喺屋企太耐啦，就开始发呆，仲会肥添。
And then came the second stage, that is 2-3 months later. We have been locked into the home for too long, and people began to feel blank, dull, and people got fat.
困在家里面可能就不够事情做了。
Being locked into the home so long, there wasn't enough things to do.
家庭乐是好的，不过关在家太久了又没得出外，关系也开始紧张。
For a family to spend time together was good, but if the time spent together was too long, then personal relationships became tense.
所以在新闻上我们都见到家庭暴力的事件增多。
And so we saw in the news, domestic violence also increased.
本来就存在的家庭问题就激化了。
So problems that already existed within the families aggravated.
时间长了，人就开始担心经济收入了。
And as time went on, people worry about the economy, about income.
亦都担心子女的学业。
Adults also worry about the children's education.
而嚴重的病患者的治療呢又要延誤、哦、
And medical treatments of patients were also delayed.
咁就嚟到一個好擔憂的狀態。
And people worried.
大家仲記得喺去年嘅十月呢，疫情唔單止冇好轉，利物浦市啊更升至三級嘅戒備。
When October last year came, not only we didn't see any improvement of the pandemic, Liverpool was upgraded to Tier 3.
當時已經有人開始覺得抗疫疲勞了。
Many people already felt tired of the pandemic.
有些呢都說不想去配合政府的安全指引。
And some didn't want to cooperate with the government restrictions.
又過了另外一兩個月的時候，終於好不容易呢就研製了疫苗了，現在都已經開始替高危人士打疫苗了。
And then after another 2-3 months, finally the first vaccine was produced and began to give the vaccine to high risk people.
終於就有一線曙光。
And we began to see a gleam of hope.
咁大家以為生活就可以回復正常啦。
And we thought that our lives will return to normal soon.
但係點知咧，又話病毒變種。
But then suddenly there was a new variant.
呢個新病毒傳染性極高。
The new variant is much more infectious.
並且咧喺英國咧迅速嘅蔓延。
And it's spreading very rapidly in the UK.
在刚过去的星期五呢，全国一天就死了1,300多人。
Last Friday, that is 2 days ago, the daily death toll in the UK was over 1,300 people.
而新增的病例呢，达到68,000多宗。
And the number of new cases on the same day was 68,053.
科学家正在头痛，这个新疫苗能不能够对付变了种的病毒呢？
The scientists are anxiously thinking whether the new vaccines could deal with the new variant.
全国封锁是去年三月的事。
The first UK national lockdown was in March last year.
但是想不到十个月后，疫情不单止没有受到控制，还要来一个第二次的全国封锁。
At that time, we didn't imagine 10 months later, today need to face a second national lockdown.
越来越多人患上忧郁。
More people have succumbed to depression.
你目前的心情是怎样的呢？
How are you feeling these days?
我们经历了几个阶段的心情的变化。
We have gone through these stages of mood changes.
从一个歇息的阶段去到一个外滞的阶段，从外滞去到担忧。
From taking a break to feeling blank or dull to worrying.
从担忧就去到抗疫疲劳，跟住咧就更多嘅担忧，现在系无奈迷茫。
From worrying to feeling tired of it, and then we are more and more worried, and now we don't know what else we can do anymore, and finally we're at a loss.
你目前嘅心情又系点样呢
？How do you feel now?
你系觉得无奈啊，一片迷茫啊，还是你已经放撇呢？
Do you feel you don't know what else you can do? Do you feel you are at a loss? Or you have given up?
还是你仍然期望着明天会更好的这一种心态?
Or are you still holding out hope that tomorrow will be a better day?
但你有没有想过疫情是不会过去的? 你有没有想过你要跟这个新冠病毒共存呢?
Have you ever thought that the pandemic may not be over at all? We might have to live with the virus the rest of our lives.
我呢在以下的时间就想跟大家分享一下在过去一年我个人的收获。
I want to spend the next few moments to share with you some personal gains I've made during the past 1 year.
收获?是的,是收获。
Did I hear you say gains? Yes, I did say gains.
我想到我有六个收获。
I can mention 6 areas where I have made gains.
首先，我得到的收获就是因为要留在家多了，我的身体可以歇息一下。
Firstly, since the first national lockdown in March last year, I find that my body could slow down, take a break, and rest.
少了活动，少了到处奔波。
Because I did not need to do many activities as before. I was running around much less.
在早上呢，我可以不慌不忙地读圣经，静默在神的面前。
In the morning, I could take time to read the Bible and be quiet before God.
去敏感神的启示，求问祂的旨意。
I could have time to be sensitive to His guidance.To understand his will.
这个是我第一方面的收获，是我个人的。
So this is the first area of personal gains I made.
第二点呢，就是跟我丈夫。
And secondly, had to do with my husband.
在这一段日子，我丈夫，即是牧师，一起跟我去买菜。
During this period, my husband, that is Pastor Joe, went grocery shopping with me together.
過往呢通常都係我自己一個人去買餸嘅。
In the past, I usually did grocery shopping alone.
現在一齊去買餸呢，就係因為咁樣可以衛生啲、安全啲，行動亦都快捷好多。
Now we do grocery shopping together because this way is more efficient, it is faster and better.
咁我丈夫呢就開車，我呢就負責入超市買嘢。
And it's also more hygienic because my husband would be the driver and I alone would enter the supermarket.
這樣做呢，就我們兩個人之間呢，就總會有一個人雙手是乾淨的。
This way, between the two of us, one person will always have a pair of clean hands.
咁啊，講笑啦，我突然間就發覺呢，哇，原來有司機呢是這麼好的。
So I can say jokingly that I suddenly realize it's very good to have a chauffeur.
咁翻到屋企呢，我丈夫就負責開門，咁佢一共要開三道門嘅。
And when we go home, my husband would open doors, three doors, the main door and two more doors.
咁我入咗屋之後呢，就經過呢三道門呢，就將食物呢就放喺屋外嘅陽台。然之後咧，慢慢去清潔。
And I would carry all the grocery bags alone through the main door, two more doors, out to the balcony at the back. And there in the balcony, I would clean all the bags from shopping.
咁呢個係我第二個嘅收穫啦，因為我同我丈夫一起去做一啲嘢。
And this way, my husband and I work together.
我第三個收穫咧，就係同關懷別人有關啦。
Now the third area of personal gains.Has to do with myself showing a personal care for other people.
去年九月份呢，我就辞掉咗学校嘅兼职。
A few months after the pandemic broke out in September last year, I resigned from my part-time work at the primary school.
因为而家中午唔需要上班啦，我就可以去探访一位老人家。
Now that I don't need to go to work at noontime, I could go visit elderly people.
因为中午去探访一位老人家咧，对佢会方便啲。
Because to visit this elderly lady at noontime, that's the only time that is convenient to her.
咁我喺门口慰问一下，有时候同佢一齐嘅祈祷。
I would greet her at the door and chit-chat with her a bit, and sometimes I would pray for her.
咁呢個我覺得係一個好大嘅收穫啊。
I think this is an important personal gains to me.
係我要翻呢個學校嘅兼職嘅時候咧，我做唔到。
Because the time when I needed to work at noontime at the primary school, I couldn't do something like this.
見到佢得到鼓勵，我自己都好感恩啊。
Yes, when I saw her being encouraged, I felt very thankful to God.
咁我第四個嘅收穫咧，就係關於教會改咗為網聚。
The fourth area of personal gains is concerning our church moving our services online.
網聚係另一種聚會嘅方式。
To have a church service online is another way of conducting a church service.
咁雖然喺線上咧可以見到面，但係大家都會同意啦，跟實體嘅見面咧係唔同嘅。
But I'm sure you all agree, although we can still reach see each other online, but it's still not the same as physically seeing each other.
過咗兩三個月後嘅網聚咧，我就發覺啊，我都好想見大家。
After 2-3 months of having church services online, I felt I wanted to see each other.
以往咧，每個星期我哋可以相聚，而家咧就發覺見面唔係必然嘅。
In the past, we saw each other, we met each other every single week, and now we realize that is a privilege that doesn't come always.
而家咧就更加去珍惜大家啦。
So now we treasure one another more.
網聚亦都帶嚟咗另一個好處。
What is more, having church meetings online has another benefit.
就係能夠跨越時空嘅限制。
And that is, we can overcome physical separation and distance.
例如你都會發覺啦，喺倫敦嘅 Joyce 可以參加，喺馬來西亞嘅 Cheryl 都可以參加。
As you all see, that Joyce from London and even Cheryl, as far away as Malaysia, can nowadays join our church meetings.
我的第五個收穫呢，都是跟網聚有關。
The fifth area of my personal gains is also has to do with meeting online.
就是聚会改为线上之后呢，我们星期日的崇拜的准备功夫其实是加倍的。
And since the time when the church has moved our services online, actually the work of preparation, for example, for a Sunday service has multiplied.
例如呢，我们唱诗歌，在教会聚会的时候呢，我们选好诗歌，到时呢就说大家一二三一起唱，那就很简单了。但是现在呢，就要做视频。
Take for example, singing songs in a church. In the past, when we meet every week in a physical location, to prepare to sing songs in a church was simple. You just chose the song and then led the people to sing. One, two, three, let's sing together. Everything was very simple. But now we have to prepare videos in order to sing a song.
又例如兒童的主日學和中文班。
Another example could be the Sunday school, how it is operated, or the Chinese school.
面授是方便很多的。
To give face-to-face Chinese lessons or Sunday school lesson is more convenient.
在教會聚會的時候，授課的內容和方式是可以很多面。
When we give lessons in a physical place, there can be a variety of ways to teach a lesson.
譬如可以做手工啦，可以唱游啦，玩游戏啦，演话剧啦。
For example, you can do handicrafts with the children, you can sing songs and even play games.
做老师嘅咧，譬如好似我咧，如果想写啲乜嘢咧，我啊拧转身就喺个白板上可以写啦。
And when the teacher wants to write something for the children to see, very simple, just write it on a whiteboard.
但系网课咧就有好多限制。
But online lessons has many restrictions.
教细佬哥又想教得清楚，但系又唔可以闷。
If you don't want your lesson to appear to be boring to the children,
又要尽量有趣。
If you want to make your lesson interesting and clear,
咁咧预备嘅功夫就要加倍啦。
Well, then your preparation will multiply.
咁功夫加倍嘅，点解会系一个收获啊？
You may ask, why do I feel that multiplying preparation work is a personal gain?
虽然功夫是要加倍，但是不是白费的。
That is because although we have to work harder these days, but our efforts are not wasted.
因为学习了新的电脑技能。
Because during this time, we've learned new computer skills.
譬如去做视频啦，做 PPT 啦。
For example, we now master the skill of producing videos or to use PPT much more.
这些新的技能对以后传福音都是会很有用的。
And these computer skills will stand us in good stead in preaching the gospel for God in the future.
所以都是一个收获。
And that's why I say this is also a personal gain.
最后我想到的一个收获呢，就是教会呢竟然开了一个 YouTube 的频道。
And lastly, about my personal gain, is that our church has actually, has unexpectedly created a YouTube channel.
为什么说竟然呢?
And why do I say actually or unexpectedly?
YouTube 的频道呢，其实边个都可以开的。
And you probably know that anyone can open a YouTube account.
但是要放内容和要有封面设计很多东西的嘛。
But then you see, in order for our church to create contents, and you need to have a channel design, a website design.
我们教会人丁单薄，技术人员只有 Albert 一个而已。
But then our church has very limited human resources, and in terms of technical person, Brother Albert is the only one.
所以我说教会竟然开了一个 YouTube 的频道。
That's why I say our church actually has opened a YouTube channel.
直到现在呢，我仍然觉得有点难以置信的。
Up to this moment, I still feel this is quite hard to believe.
所以这个疫情呢，的确是催快了我们在网上传福音的步伐。
Truly, the corona pandemic has quickened our steps towards using the internet to spread the gospel.
以上就是我过去十个月的一些的收获。
So these are the six areas of personal gains I made during the last 1 year.
那我目前我的心情又是怎样的呢?
Coming to the present day, how do I feel now?
我没有感到迷茫。
I do not feel I'm at a loss.
我也没有放屁或者等下去啦。
I have not given up hope.I do not just wait for life to return to normal without knowing what else to do.
我冇觉得迷茫嘅其中一个原因，系因为我听明白咗神嘅旨意。
I do not feel I'm at a loss. The main reason is that I have listened and understood what the will of God is.
我冇时间去迷茫啊。
I have no time to feel I'm at a loss.
咁喺呢十个月咁长嘅时间里面，你有咩收获呢
？I wonder whether you have made any personal gains during the last 10 months of the pandemic.
如果你仲系漫无目的嘅等，无奈咁等，迷茫咁等，习以为常咁等，想等疫情过去呢？我恐怕你会空等。
Supposing if you are still just waiting, waiting purposelessly, you're just waiting and not knowing what else you can do.And hoping that life will return to normal soon, then I'm afraid in the end you may achieve nothing.
我哋一齐嚟睇一段圣经。
Let us turn our attention to the scripture now.
约翰福音三章八节。
Gospel of John chapter 3 verse 8.
圣经咁读：风随着意思吹，凡从圣灵生的也是这样。
The Bible says, the wind blows in whatever direction it takes.And it's the same with those who are born of the Spirit.
在节圣经告诉我们听，圣灵比作风。
The Bible tells us here that the Holy Spirit is being compared to wind.
圣灵就是神的灵呢?
The Holy Spirit is simply the very Spirit of God.
圣灵随着自己的意思吹。
The Holy Spirit blows or moves in whatever direction he would take.
他会带领一些愿意被神带领的人。
The Holy Spirit wants to guide and lead all those who are willing to be guided.
所有被圣灵重生了的人都要学跟着这个圣灵的风向而行。
Every person who has been born again by the Spirit of God must learn to move in coordination with the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
这个疫情，神是想带领我们走向哪一道呢?
What direction is the Spirit of God taking the church during this time of the pandemic?
神容许发生的事一定有原因的，不会无缘无故。
When God allows something to take place, there must be a reason. It would not be for no reason.
我们要明了神的旨意。
We must understand what God's will is.
他想向全人类说什么呢?
What does God want to tell mankind?
他想向你说什么呢?
And what is God wanting to tell you?
现在圣灵正是带领我们走什么方向呢?
What is the direction that the Spirit of God is leading us?
如果我们跟着这个风走的话，这个风会带我们去到哪里呢?
If we follow the wind and go with the wind, what will this wind lead us to?
这样来看，我们每早晨一醒来的时候，我们就要向神说，天父啊，多谢你，我仍然能够深呼吸，我愿意跟随你的风而走。
And now, every day when we first wake up, we can tell God this. Oh God, thank you that I can still breathe fully and deeply. I'm willing to follow wherever the Holy Spirit leads.
咁样你就唔会无奈同埋迷茫啦。
In this way, you won't feel you don't know what else you can do.
从去年七月开始，牧师就一直在讲道的时候呢，带着我们去明了神的旨意。
Since July last year, Pastor Joe has been teaching about how to understand the will of God.
我们一起的去跟着这个圣灵的风走。
And how we must follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
听了十个月的道之后，现在我们不是好像世人一样，不知道神的旨意。
After so many months of teaching, we can no longer say that we are like the rest of mankind. We don't know what the will of God is.
世界的种种的迹象都在告诉我们，主耶稣第二次再来的日子越来越近。
What is happening in the world today all tell us that the time of the second coming of the Lord Jesus is getting nearer and nearer.
世人要快快的悔改，教会要赶快的传福音。
People in the world must repent quickly, and the church must spread the gospel quickly.
上周牧师提到亚伯拉罕和平协议都是一个信号。
Last Sunday, Pastor Joe mentioned that the Abraham Accords is a sign.
我们现在是处于一个准备自己的时候。
A sign that signals that we are at a point where we must prepare ourselves.
准备我们要广传福音。
This is a time of preparation. We must equip ourselves in preparation for spreading the gospel.
準備自己去將純正的獨一真神的福音傳回去以色列。
Equipping ourselves to bring the pure gospel back to Israel.
剛才講到我們要順著聖靈的風向而行。
We said we must move in coordination with the Holy Spirit of God.
順著聖靈而行的人呢，有一個特點的。
Now there is one characteristic of people who move in coordination with the leading of God's Spirit.
他們很肯變通，很肯創新。
They are people who know how to adjust to changing circumstances. They are people who are innovative.
為了配合聖靈的引導，我們要肯變、肯學、肯接觸新的事物、肯學新的技能。
In order to be led by the Spirit of God, we must be willing to change. We must be willing to learn new things, new skills.
風呢，不是只是行直線的，風是會轉彎的，有時呢，甚至會停留。
Wind doesn't always move in a straight line. Wind changes directions. And sometimes the wind stops.
当圣灵转方向的时候，如果你不肯转，你就跟不上了。
If the Holy Spirit changes direction and you're not willing to change along, then you'll fall behind.
如果圣灵有时要停留在度的时候，但是你不识刹制，继续冲的话，你就会走过头了。
And when the Holy Spirit wants to make a stop, but then you let go of the brake, you want to dash forward, then you would go ahead of the Holy Spirit.
大家应该都有留意得到，自从疫症以来呢，世界的运作模式正在喺度急速嘅转型。
I'm sure you have observed that the mode of operation for many things in the world has gone through a very swift transition。
世人即系唔信主嘅人呢，为咗谋生啊，都要变通噶。
Do you not see? Even those who have no faith in God, in order to make a living, they are willing to change.
譬如老師啦，呢個包括補習嘅老師啦，佢哋從面授要轉為網授。
For instance, teachers, including tutors, they must now learn to give online lessons.
網授要學好多嘢嘅。
Giving online lessons requires teachers to learn many skills.
新嘅技術佢哋要學嘅。
So they must learn many new skills.
咁學生咧要留喺家中上網課。
And students no longer go to school to have face-to-face lessons. They stay home.
咁都要變通嘅喎，你唔可以話啊冇得上學啊，咁我就唔使讀書啦。
So if you're a student, you also must adjust. You can't say I don't want to learn at home.
而的士司機咧，有啲咧仲要改行做送貨司機。
And some taxi drivers have changed to be delivery drivers.
有些人呢就要留在家中工作，留得的就留了。
For those who can, they work from home.
但是有一些一定要上班的呢，现在呢社会是提倡一周四天工作。
And for those who must go to work at the workplace, now a new trend is to have a 4-day working week.
那每天呢就做长一点的时间，那就省掉了交通往来的次数，也都会因此呢减少染病的风险。
Yes.Every day, the working hour may be longer, but then this will reduce time spent in the traffic, and in turn, this will reduce the risk of infections.
中意運動的都要變通了，因為運動場所關閉。
And those of you who like to do sports, you also must adjust, because gyms and swimming pools are closed these days.
以前我喜歡去游泳池游水，去健身房健身。咁而家咧就唔得啦，要改為咧喺家中裏邊做伸展嘅運動啊，或者有啲人做太極啊、瑜伽啊，或者出外跑步。
In the past, I enjoy going to the pool to have a swim or to the gym. Now, I must make do with stretching exercises at home or doing tai chi or yoga or just jogging.
唔信主嘅世人為咗生存都識得變通創新。何况神的儿女呢?
In order to make a living, even those who don't believe in God know they must adjust to changing circumstances. How much more must the children of God also adjust?
我们明白了神的旨意之后，不是更加应该跟着圣灵的风向而行吗?
Now that as a church we have understood what the will of God is, should we not all the more follow and move in coordination with the guidance of the Holy Spirit?
我们不是更加要求问神，我们应该怎样去装备自己传福音呢?
Should we not all the more ask God, in what way can we practically equip ourselves in preparation to spread the gospel?
唔通我哋就要好似细佬哥咁样喺度抌地？我唔制啊，我一定要好似以前咁咧，礼拜日咧翻教会见到大家面咧，呢啲先至系叫做翻教会。
Or are we going to behave like little children and insist on returning to the previous way of Sunday worship in a physical place?
我哋可以向神求问，我应该学乜嘢有利于将来嘅福音工作呢？
We should pray and ask God, what new things I should learn that would be advantageous to spreading the gospel in the future?
上一个星期日，牧师就提醒我哋，首先我哋嘅生命要继续俾神去修剪。
Last week, Pastor Joe reminded us, first and foremost, we must receive pruning from God regarding our life.
我哋有咗呢个新生命之后，我哋还要学圣经，尤其是末世嘅预言。
When we have a new life from God, when our life has been pruned by God, and then we need to learn scripture, especially prophecies regarding the end times.
我哋又要学去明白犹太人佢哋嘅思想。
We also need to understand the thoughts and the history of the Jewish people more.
以至到我哋同佢哋之间嘅隔膜，因为了解佢哋可以化解。
So that we can resolve whatever misunderstandings and the distance that exists between us and the Jewish people.
而今日我想同大家讲嘅咧，就系我哋要学用 YouTube。
And today I want to emphasize that we must learn how to use YouTube more.
我哋要学新嘅科技知识嚟到传福音。
We must learn and master new skills of technology in order to share the gospel.
而家咧，连一个普通嘅小市民啊，都识得做简单嘅视频制作。
Do you know something? Nowadays, even an ordinary person in the world knows how to produce his or her personal video for the YouTube.
如果想喺网上去传福音嘅话，我哋有好多嘢可以学嘅。
If you want to share the gospel with others using the internet, there are many things we can learn.
例如我们可以学怎样去自拍。
For example, we can learn how to do selfies or produce videos about ourselves.
要自拍呢，之前还要去学摄影，譬如构图啊，光线啊。
But in order to do that, you need to learn something about photography.For example, you need to know something about composition and basic knowledge about lights and shadows.
我们可以学呢，怎样去编故事哦。
We can also learn how to write a story.
要学怎样去用电脑软件哦。
We also need to know how to use different computer softwares.
我们也可以录自己的故事来到荣耀神。
We can make the best of the YouTube, create our own personal channels in order to tell our stories to glorify God.
如果你觉得自己没那么多故事可以讲的话呢、你做了的故事我们可以放在一起放在教会的频道。
And if you feel you have only so little things to share about yourself, then we can gather all the stories and testimonies of people in the church together. We can put them onto the YouTube channel.
你可以拍摄你同你嘅孩子相处嚟到传圣经嘅价值观。
You can produce videos of how you relate to your children. This way, you can share with others biblical values.
如果你系好叻煮餸嘅，你亦都可以拍烹调嘅视频。
And if you are good at cooking, you can also produce videos of you cooking something.
你可能话教人煮嘢嘅视频好多咯、哦。
But you may say that there are already too many videos about cooking on the internet.
所以目的呢就唔係話教識人煮餸。
So what I'm saying is, your purpose is not to teach cooking.
而係透過煮餸去傳一啲聖經嘅道理，做人嘅態度。
But rather, by showing these videos of cooking to share some teaching from the Bible, some principles of being a human.
譬如在去年的时候，因为 lockdown， 我就在家用种子在个樽那里发芽。
For example, last year during the lockdown, I was a growing sprout at home.
每一日朝早我就拍一个短的视频，一共就拍了五天，就直至到这些种子发芽。
And for 5 days, starting from day one, I videotape how a seed sprouts. Day after day, I use 5 days to do a video.
咁每日我拍完我就发俾主日学嘅小朋友睇。
And at the end of a day, I would share the video of that day with my children of the Sunday school.
我的目的不是说想教他们怎样发芽。
My purpose is not to teach them how to sprout seeds.
我是想教他们粒粒皆辛苦，没什么是不劳而获的。
My teaching point, rather, was to show them that nothing comes easy in this life without efforts.
所以煮餸都可以傳到聖經的道理。
This is what I mean. When you share videos of you cooking something, you can use the video to teach some principles of the Bible.
為了傳福音，你願不願意學嘢呢？
In order to share the gospel, are you willing to learn?
有人學就需要有人教。
So long as there are people who are willing to learn, then we need someone to teach.
你有没有这一类的知识呢？
Do you have knowledge and skills in these areas?
你肯不肯教啊？
Are you willing to teach?
有谁肯教，你来告诉我们听。
Now, if anyone of you who has this knowledge and is willing to teach, please come and let us know.
可以在教会开班，大家一起学啊。
So that the church can run some courses and programs so that we can learn things together.
咁可以一起做一啲传福音嘅制作。
The church can produce some videos together for the gospel.
其实喺 YouTube 制作嗰方面咧，我哋嘅少年组就已经率先开始咗啦。
Talking about using YouTube to share the gospel, our youth group have already made a start.
你有啲咩专长系可以同人分享嘅呢？
So I ask again.What skills do you have that you can share with others?
如果你有一小小的意念，但是不知道怎样入手，你可以来找我们，我们一起的商量。
If you feel you can do something, but you don't know how to start, also come to approach us. We can discuss together.
肯为别人的救恩而努力，你的生活是不会闷的。
Insofar as you are willing to be concerned for the salvation of others, you won't be bored.
生活会变得很充实，很有意义。
Your life will become purposeful, substantial, and meaningful.
我们千万不要无奈地、被动地等疫情过，好像坐以待毙一样。
The last thing you should do is just to wait passively, not knowing what else you can do.
因为假如疫情不会完全过去的话，我们要同疫病共存的话，你岂不是在这里空等、浪费光阴吗？
If we have to live with the pandemic the rest of our lives, will you not be wasting your time? Then you would achieve nothing.
我祈求在2021年，我们一起的敏感圣灵的风向。
I pray that in 2021, we together can learn to be sensitive to the direction of the Holy Spirit of God.
同埋一起的跟上去。
And let us move in coordination with the Spirit of God.
唯有这样，我们才不会无奈迷茫。
Only in this way, we will not live a life that is purposeless.
期望嚟紧嘅呢一年，大家会有更多嘅收获。
I pray that in this new year, that we will make gains.
今日嘅分享就到呢一度，咁我哋大家各自喺神面前安静祷告。
So I come to the end of my message today. Let us each be quiet before God in prayer.